irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Today with us in our studio in London is Jonasz Wiewiór, Polish composer, film producer, student of a very, very prestigious university in Germany, but we'll find out much, much more about that. But he will be talking to us from Poland, from his hometown, Wrocław. Hi, Jonasz. How are you?
Hi, Ilona. I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Hi, I'm so, so excited to have you in this crazy times that whole world practically feels like one. We all are in pain. We all don't know what to do with ourselves. We don't know if tomorrow will bring better news or worse news. But one thing that we know, you and I, that music is what will keep us together and keep us happy and survive. Yes?
Yeah, of course.
So with you, what my goal is, first and foremost, is for the people to know more about you. Some people who listen to our show for a few years already, they remember maybe I had you, like, I think 2.5 years ago on our show, in our studio in Los Angeles.
It's crazy how fast the time has flown.
Yeah, and what crazy is that I'm looking at your pictures right now and you are really, really grown up man. You were 18 years old when I met you and now you are 20.
Yes, that's right.
Jonasz, I really need to tell people how we met because I think it's very, very cool journey. And I think it's something that people like to hear on my show because sometimes you have a guest and then the guest become your friend for life. And with us, not only did we have a friendship going on, we almost are creatively in, you know, working together. So that's like something so special for me. And we'll be listening to some results of our collaboration, a music collaboration. So, Jonasz, you came to LA 2.5 years ago to be a part of LA Film Festival, Polish Film Festival in LA in 2018?
2017.
So tell us about a little bit this experience, because you also, in the same time, you achieved some cool award for the young artist in animation world. So can you tell us, why did you came to Los Angeles for the Polish Film Festival LA in 2017, and what was the award that you received abroad?
So it was really wonderful. It was one of the best experiences of my life so far. I flew by invitation from Władek Juszkiewicz, the founder of the festival and one of the most generous, honest, and really with a big heart people I've ever met. I flew straight from New York, where my animation Blue Inventor had just won best international film, and you can imagine how crazy the time was for me and how surreal it felt. My film was shown in the biggest movie theater on Times Square, and then I flew I flew to Los Angeles to the Polish Film Festival, and Władek introduced me to you. It was the very first day that I landed, and in the evening we went to Accent On, and then there I met you, and so began our adventure together.
That's what happened. And first, when I see young person like you, so talented, my motherly instinct says, how can I help? How can I help? Not knowing that maybe a few months later, you'll be helping me to produce and arrange my song I wrote. Name of the song is Look At Me Now. That was very, very important song for me. And yeah, I'm working with a lot of arrangers, but somehow, somewhere, I felt like you will be the one who will be doing arrangement for the song. And you said yes. So I was very, very happy, and we started to work on this one. Not knowing that a few months later, I will be flying to Poland with Natasha Mira, my daughter, and we all will meet, and you and Natasha will create your own song. But this will be talking a little bit later about that. So, yeah, it's very unusual. Yes, how does this happen?
Yeah, it was really unusual, but it turned out to be a really wonderful collaboration. Also with the producer Wojtek Kochanek, with whom we mixed the song and also arranged together. He wrote the bass line and percussion and many. Sound effects, and then we mixed it together at his studio. It was really a great time also having you together with Natasha at our place.
I know, and we had the chance to be in Wojtek Kochanek's studio in Wrocław also, and we didn't have with us Paweł Hołda, who also is a part of songwriting collaboration with us on this song. So I think right now I would love to play Look At Me Now song. Thank you.
Always.
Now, before I will go to our memories and tell people a little bit more about Natasha and your song in just the most beautiful place that you right now are in your own home, I met your parents and your brother, and just was the most magical 2 days of our lives. And like I mentioned, that's when the great, great song that is called Safe Within Your Arms got created by both of you. So we'll be focusing a little bit later on that. But right now, I will fast forward to the time that you decided to study in Berlin. How does this happen? Because you were finishing high school in Wrocław. So can you tell us a little bit more about your education?
Okay. It started actually in the middle school or by the end of the middle school. And it was really spontaneous. It was a holiday that I just suddenly decided that I like animation and I would like to try it myself. So, and at that time, I really looked up to Tim Burton movies and his animation style. So I started with stop motion shorts, and then it just grew and. I decided that's what I want to do or what I would like to do professionally. In the last year of high school, I applied for the animation studies in Germany. I knew straight from the beginning that I wanted to study there, and one of the reasons was. That the German government offered a scholarship to students coming from abroad to study there, and my German teacher encouraged me to apply also for that, and the lucky thing was that before my final exams in high school, I already knew that I would be given the scholarship and take on the animation studies, and so began the big adventure.
That's like above and beyond exciting for you, not only knowing in high school that your school, the dream school, is opening arms for you, the arms, and say we want you. And I know that you were very, very young for the school. Is this not the age had something maybe to do with this, or they had no idea how young you were?
It's hard to tell, you know, the main requirement was proof of final exams, and And then they invited me for, I applied with my portfolio, and then they invited me for a free day, to a free day exam, board of exams there. And I stood there next to students who already had graduated from other universities.
Much older. So you, the 18 years old, a wonderful, talented boy, it just, you know, you are fighting against people who practically were in the 20s, late 20s. And yeah, you got your place, and now you are on your first year in the school, yes?
Yes, it was a huge surprise for me. I mean, it was far beyond my expectations.
So, but
here I am.
You are here. You are right now back in Wrocław. So the year got a little shortened, but you mentioned that your studying is still going on online. Yes.
Yes. I'm continuing with my education online. It's the great thing about animation these days that you can do it basically in your own room, like I actually used to do back in high school.
And that's what you probably will be doing until you decided it is no more fun. But I think for whole life, that would be a profession. So yes, you'll be in your room in a probably beautiful studios. And that's what we wish you the best, working on the biggest Disney movie or any movies that want your talent. But
thank you.
I didn't put accent on your talent when it comes to music, because you were studying piano, yes? You were playing piano in music school too for years.
Yes, that's right. I started with classical music school, and then after graduation, I went to a jazz school where I learned jazz harmony and playing in a band contemporary music. And now my style is mixed.
Yes, and that's what made me just wonder how, in 18 years old years of life, you could accomplish so much. We are talking being great student, great, being amazing instrumentalist, because your piano playing is just above and beyond great. We'll be hearing a little bit, of your music and your playing on the piano. Again, your skills when it comes to arrangements are so beautifully out and above already, and nobody will know that you are so young when they listen to arrangement to my song or things that you are working on in your school. So I say again, you are very, very special gentleman, and having this place in Berlin film school, animation school, the dream school that you wanted to get into, and you did it. And then not mentioning that you speak perfectly German, English, Polish, probably Russian a bit. So, and you are 20. So, my gosh, sky is the limit for you.
I like to say that I don't dream, I plan. And by saying that, I just believe in hard work. That talent is can be like, I don't know, 5%. But I really believe in hard work, and that's what I've been doing for a long time. And continue doing.
And I like that. I know you have your plan or your big goal in your room. I remember 2 years ago, what was your plan for it? And I think it was the Oscar, winning Oscar for something.
Oh, you know, when I drew it, I was like, I don't know, 15 or 16. Now I'm much more aware of what I want to accomplish in life, and that's just storytelling, you know, and the things that come or might come alongside with it. It's just to me the most important thing is just to tell stories and work with really creative people in a creative environment.
And before we will focus on your work in time of your study, because you sent me few very cool samplers of the music that you are creating for your exercises, school exercises, and also pieces that you probably can call they are finished. They're wonderful. So I would love to maybe play the 30 seconds or 40 seconds of the song Safe Within Your Arms by Natasha Mira and Jonas Wiewiór. So let's play a little bit of part of the song. Cannot wait for the time when I can really play whole song and do premiere on Accent on London edition for all of us to enjoy. Everybody who hears the song right away, they say belongs to Disney. So I'm hoping the Disney people listen, and even the 30 seconds of the part of the song already says how great the song is and was created in Wrocław in time when we for the first time saw your family and we spent 2 days in your place, and you both just decided to write a song together upstairs in your beautiful studio with your piano, and that's resulted of that. So
yeah, I think there couldn't have been a better environment for creating the song than that we had. It was really a family atmosphere, and this drives you, your creativity.
It's beautiful. It's really beautiful, and I know that this is a part of a big album that Natasha will be releasing soon, but still a few people need to hear from the industry, hear the song, and we're having some big hopes for this album to be picked up by a record company. So maybe that's a plan. Like, if you don't call this a dream, that's a plan, and we'll see if plan and dream will come together and we'll have some nice success story to tell people a little bit later. For right now, let's focus on your life in Berlin, in your school. So you sent me a few samplers of your work, and I have one that I want to play. It's called Waltzing Red. Can you tell us a little bit about this one?
Waltzing Red is a piece that I created during classes with a guest professor. And it's all about rhythm, because rhythm plays a big role in animation, and the university wants us just to develop this understanding of tempo, of an action, and what happens in time. So the goal of it was just to make pictures that describe a pattern, and then try to order them according to a music template, and that's I have at my university this great privilege to use a grand piano that belongs to the film music department, and we had one day to do this, so I just sat there and play what came to my head, and then I mixed it with some drums and bass line at my apartment. And then made pictures. Took pictures of patterns, and you can see the watch the video on my website. but this is just the music that I created on this day.
Wonderful. We'll listen to the song Waltzing Red, and please give us your website name.
It's Jonas-studio.com.
Wonderful. So let's listen to the Waltzing Red. Great. The second sample will be Demo Score. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, it was. It was back then when I was creating my website. I did a little demo of the website, showing stuff. I think it was before I started studies. So it pictured just everything I had done in a nutshell, and that was a piece of music for it. This is the soundtrack I wrote.
Oh, pretty important piece. So let's listen to your demo score. The third piece of music you will be listening to is called Monster. A little bit about that?
Yes, it was another assignment, we had to draw a picture, and then using film language like camera or lighting. Just drew the attention of the audience, and then it was a mystery that was hidden behind the picture's elements, and that's the score for it.
Great. So let's listen to Monster. Thank you. Wow, now you need to help me with the title because it's in German and it's called like Aus der Line. Or you tell me how the title of that this one.
In German, it's called Aus der Linie. And it means literally from a line. And it was a really exciting assignment. It was it was a group project. Every member of the group had to animate 8 seconds that started from a line, and the same line was prior and after the animation, and then another person recorded sound for it. And after that, I suggested that I can write music for the whole edited assignment. So it was quite challenging because the style of music changes throughout the whole video. But at the same time, it has to stay fluent. It has to stay one piece. So it was really exciting.
Yes, I listened, of course, to all of them. This one is challenging. You did great job. You know, every few seconds or something, you are changing a mood and changing just. And I could imagine, without even seeing the film, what will be in my head if I will be creating the visuals for the for your instrumental part. But wow, it's just really, really hot, and I'm so happy you had the chance to do for whole project. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So when, Jonas, when you are coming back home from time to time, I know you also collaborate with another singers, and special the one beautiful vocalist, wonderful voice, and her name is Anna Kamińska. I would love to play one of the song that is called So This Is Love. Can you tell me how you met Anna, and you are doing performances with her in Wrocław, probably. Can you tell us a little bit more about your collaboration with the singer?
Yes, last year we celebrated 5 years of our collaboration. And it's also crazy how fast, because we met when I was 13, I guess. And she was back then in high school, and now she graduated from her studies, and I'm studying now, so it's crazy. But yeah, we had this really beautiful journey together that we continue. I wish we had more time, but we try to do as much together as we can. And from time to time, we do concerts, jazz concerts, film music concerts, lyric songs concerts. But the style that I mean, we have both a little different style. But the thing that unites us lets us create those sounds is Disney and film music. When we celebrated our for the 5 years of our collaboration, we decided that we want to make an arrangement of a song that that drives our passion for and love for music. So we decided to take So This Is Love, because Disney celebrated also 90 years of Mickey Mouse then. And we thought it was a great opportunity to recall memories from the time that we met.
So right now we'll have a pleasure to listen to Anna Kamińska and Jonas Wiewiór collaboration on a song. So This Is Love. Thank you.
So this is love. So this is love. So this is what makes life divine. I'm all aglow.
Thank you, Jonas, for this beautiful song. I cannot wait to meet Anna. You know, she has a beautiful voice. Who knows? When I will be in Poland, maybe we'll decide to write something for her and record her voice on another new song and our collaboration. So for right now, yeah, I am in London. I love London. I have beautiful view from my many windows in my place. So many windows. So I can see from the top of my building lots of gorgeous historical buildings. So I love the place. Even when I'm locked in, I still feel how lucky I am to be locked in a place like that in the middle of Europe. You are in Poland, our country, as a one of the most wonderful places in the world to me too. So how do you deal with the situation that whole world is in right now? You were in Berlin, yes, before you came back. So how, tell us a little bit about the journey and how is your day-to-day life in Wrocław right now?
Well, it's a tough time, but like you said, just like you, I feel very lucky to be home right now with my family, because many of my friends in Germany don't have this opportunity, and it means a lot, because there are many people who have to stay alone, and having your family with you is really great right now. So I feel really lucky, and it was actually an accident that I landed here in Wrocław, because we had a winter break at our university. So I came here to visit my parents and my brother, and then suddenly they announced that borders were going to be closed, and it was a huge surprise for me, and I wasn't prepared to go back to Germany at that time. So I had to stay, and but daily life, I mean, it's really hard if you look outside of the window, because the streets are now empty, I feel like the people, because we have a dog, so we have to walk the dog twice or three times a day. So if you meet someone accidentally on the street, it's like a shock, you know.
Yeah.
For both of the people, it's like, oh my God, there's another person.
Yeah.
What
is even said as, because I have a dog and we are walking dog also 2-3 times a day, is when you see somebody on the street, you are like, oh my gosh, somebody's on the street. And then you move to another side of the street because you still don't want to be in a close, you know, encounter with human being. It's just so sad and so like exciting,
depressing.
And then, oh my gosh, you know, I'm not alone. And then when you are going, especially at evening, especially very early in the morning when cars were everywhere and people were going to the tube, and you felt the rhythm of the town, and it was just so beautiful. And now it's just silence, pure silence. It's very, very scary. But on the other hand, people understand the situation, which that's what I'm very, very surprised about.
I mean, I must say, I'm very proud of the Polish reaction to this situation. I think it's people are really aware of the threat, and everybody just stays home to face it together this way. And I think it's the best thing you can do right now. I can continue, like I said before, I continue with my education and try to stay creative. Although you have this wall thinking that what you write right now, it may not be the most important case or problem, and that keeps you away from being creative. But on the other hand, I remember talking with my grandma, because I call her very often now, and she said to me, because I'm writing this story for my graduation film right now, and she said, just don't write anything depressing, just try to write something positive that people can relate to and can give hope, and that's also what I want to accomplish now.
Thank you, Jonas. Thank you so much. Today we are talking with Jonas Wiewiór, a Polish composer, producer, student of very, very important school, Film Universitet in Babelsberg in Berlin. You are studying animation, also amazing arranger and, like I said, composer for the pop style of music. So I would love to end our show with the wonderful music exercise that Jonas Wiewiór wrote to the group effort at his school. So every 8 seconds, Jonas mentioned he needed to change style of music, and I think he really mastered this. And title was in German. I cannot pronunciate. Jonas did this for us, but the title in English was From the Line. So, yeah, let's listen to this one. Jonas, I love you so much. I wish you and your family all the best. Cannot wait for all of us to again meet. And
yeah, looking forward to it. Love you too.
We love you too. So kisses and hugs, and thank you again for today's interview.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.